Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday, everybody. Tim Convy is in from Y98.
Hey, guys.
Good to see you, pal.
Good to see you guys. I got to give a shout out. I forgot to last week, but she listens regularly. I think her name's Hannah. It begins with an H. She just started college down She just started college in Carbondale, but she listened with her mom, listens to Courtney and Company Y98, and her dad listens to DGS. So she listens to both. And they all drove together to Florida for vacation a few weeks ago and did the DGS podcast the whole way. So
very nice.
Shout
super cool.
Shout out to her.
Very awesome. Nice. All right, we have another nickname. So we obviously have Taliban. You're Booger.
I'm not.
I'm not calling him Booger anymore.
I'm either Ramjet or Pinball Wizard.
No, I've got a new one for you if I stay Booger.
You can take your pick. Sue, I don't know if you realize, but...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Uh-huh. In that last traffic, you referred to yourself as Pooh Thomas.
So. I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I did? Oh, maybe
yeah.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah,
you said yeah. Pooh.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Oops.
So, Booger, Taliban, Wizard... Pooh.
Gee, I love mine.
We're so close to a gang.
Yeah, Tony and I are unscathed.
Yeah, so close. So good.
So this is going to be fun. Usually Taliban does the topics for Pyramid. And we fight with him. And he thinks that Tony fights the most or complains the most. So Tony said, I'll do it.
I think he said that I complain the most of people that he can fight back with.
Oh, that's a good
That's true. Wow.
He's afraid to fight back with you.
Yeah, because even I think I bitch
complain
more
the most.
Yeah.
and harder. Yeah. I mean, I take it seriously.
I'm the only one that's thrown something. So.
I take it seriously, but you take it home with you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I'll start writing them up on the board so you guys can kind of react.
All right.
Cool.
Oh, this is very exciting.
It is.
You need the cloth to wipe off the...
Yeah, do you have
Tim, where do you stand on the big potato sack slides? Like when you were a kid?
Into them, for sure.
You're all in.
Yeah.
Why? You weren't
what's
afraid.
The problem?
Tony was afraid of rides, so he would try to convince his friends to do the nerdy potato slide. I was too afraid of the potato slide.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
You could do all the spinning stuff.
Oh, no, I couldn't do anything.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like, you're not into that stuff.
I mean, I've done it later, but back then I wanted no part of it.
A fear of being hurt? It wasn't like, oh, you might throw up or it makes you sick.
I think the word you're looking for is pussy. So that's kind of sums it up.
That's genuinely what, you were just afraid?
Yeah, just afraid.
Wow. But now, no problem.
Yeah, I'm not like a thrill guy, like... If I went to Six Flags, I wouldn't want to ride the Screaming Eagle.
Yeah.
But I could. But back then it was just 007, like whatever I need to do to get out of this.
Wow.
Whatever lie I need to tell, whatever gigantic house of cards I need to set up for why I can't go on Tom's Twister.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
And the slide in particular.
Just got me.
Really?
It just got me. Yeah.
Now, though, you go to a carnival with him, he's like the freaking Fonz.
The Fonz. It's less fun. Rides are much less fun as you get older. I mean,
I agree.
That's their physical reasons for that. But as a kid, there's nothing better. Now, you do a few, and you're like, I survived it.
When I started riding motorcycles, I rode motorcycles my whole life, and hadn't for about 15 years. And I said, okay, this is about 2005. I'm going to take a private lesson, all-day private lesson. And the guy said, first thing you need to know, is that your brain is different. When you were a kid, because to ride a motorcycle effectively, you really have to lean it over into the turns. That's how most people get hurt, is they don't commit to the turn, they hit a tree, dead. So you really have to lean it over. And so when you're a kid, your brain's like, fine. But now that you're a grown-up, your brain says, why are you getting your skull so close to the pavement?
Yeah.
And I just always think about that. That your brain just doesn't react to rides the way it would as a kid. It's like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you doing this?
That makes perfect sense. And speaking of that, that's what terrifies me. You could not pay me to try to drive a motorcycle.
Mm. Did you when you were a kid, like mini bikes or anything like
that? No, I've been on both of my brother's own motorcycles, and I've been on, I was on one, the last time I was on a motorcycle was driving through Manhattan with my brother. I didn't have a helmet, and I freaked out. So we were all going, so they're like, come on. And then I go, you got to stop this thing. And I just took a cab the rest of it. I was terrified, but I would never, I'd never drive. That's never even going to be an
never,
option.
Like,
I thought it's my brother. I trust him. It's not a very long way. I freaked out.
Was it because you had no helmet or you didn't trust him, or was it the motorcycle in general?
Just being on a motorcycle is absolutely terrifying, and when I'm driving and motorcycles come up anywhere near me, I freak out.
Wow.
Yeah, you're
like
just
me and the big slide.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Anytime a big slide gets near him,
death is just you know, centimeters away at any moment. It's terrifying to me.
Interesting.
The slide, nothing's gonna happen.
So go ahead, Rachel.
Well, since we've been talking about the big slide so much, Tony brought up Pete Buttigieg riding it in the cringy moment. I had to again retweet these photos of Democratic candidate John Delaney at the Iowa State Fair going down the big slide. Check out my Twitter at RachelZ971. No one has ever been more somber at a carnival. This guy is just frozen in place. I love this picture. It made me laugh so hard the first time I saw it. So
it's like
look at it.
It's like he knew like other candidates had been beat up for their sliding. And they're like, listen, whatever you do, this thing's going to be all over the place.
Right,
and he
right.
just tries to be as calm as he possibly can.
Be minimalist.
So this is cool. You guys do Donut Fridays. Today you were at Mr. Donut in Alton.
Yeah.
That was my sister, Mr. Donut, when I worked at the one in East Alton. And you said it's the only one in the country?
Right. I don't even remember Mr. Donuts being around, to be honest. But apparently they were all over the place. This is the only one left in the United States. So I guess
wow.
it was a huge chain that was literally all over the world. They're still excelling all over the world. Asia, Europe, people are like, yeah, Mr. Donut, that's the thing. Here, this is the only one left. I guess a larger company, I don't know if it was Dunkin' or not, bought all of them, and somehow this one went rogue and is the only one in the country. And
that's
it's a great,
awesome.
Great place. We had a great time.
That's really cool. I love that.
I love that. I don't know if it was Dunkin' or just starting
and
a rumor.
Rogue,
well, it seems like it was. Yeah. Somebody's like, a big company bought all of them. It's like how many,
right.
you know.
Big donut companies.
Yeah. Then this
big donut
in the 90s,
is no joke. Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to get in trouble.
There's a Dr. Pepper plant like that went rogue. They were grandfathered in. They were one of the first ones in the country, and they were using all sugar in their Dr. Pepper. The rest of the country and Dr. Pepper at large went to whatever it's called, corn syrup. And they, because they were originally using sugar, they're the only ones still using actual sugar in Dr. Pepper.
Where are they?
Where?
In Texas. And the back order to get Dr. Pepper from that plant is like a year.
Is that the one?
Wow.
Is it in like
Plano?
Where's Baylor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Plano.
Yeah. It's in that area. I don't know exactly where it is, but it's.
And there's
in
a
Texas.
Museum.
Maybe it's attached to that. Maybe okay. they've gotten so famous that they have a museum now.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow,
it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
What is the like Coke and Pepsi that have the pure cane?
Throwback?
Mexican Coke or throwback Pepsi.
Okay.
Or I think Pepsi's got a Mexican version too.
Yeah, Mexican diet.
Amazing. Yeah.
The
Mexican Coke's in the big tall glass bottles, and that's cool. There's nothing better.
Yeah.
Nothing better. I also, Mr. Pibb, by the way, speaking of Dr. Pepper, is no longer called Mr. Pibb.
That's right.
What?
It's just
it's Pibb Extra.
Yep.
Which I thought Pibb Extra was a different thing.
I didn't.
No.
Mr. Pibb doesn't exist anymore. There isn't
that's
something
so stupid.
Called Mr. Pibb.
I don't like it.
No, that's so dumb.
Can
Why
you tell the difference in
things?
The taste now?
Compared
to, I mean, it's been so long that it's hard to remember,
yeah.
but do you remember at the switch point tasting it?
Well, I think they just changed the name.
No, they changed it a little bit. It's a little sweeter than it used to be.
Oh, okay.
Man, you're a soda aficionado.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ryan, were you a Surge guy?
Not really.
Remember Surge?
I remember it, but I didn't love it.
Yeah, it was a lot of hype on Surge, if you ask
agree.
Me.
Yeah.
The Dr. Pepper
Nobody
plant
has an opinion.
is in Dublin. I'm sorry. Dublin, Texas.
Really? Dublin, Texas.
Yeah.
And where's that?
Okay, don't get technical.
Yeah, check it out.
It's in Texas.
Other
it's
Dr.
In
come
Texas.
On, Pooh.
Other Dr. Pepper
it's in
thing.
The Lone Star State.
When Mr. Pibb first came out, because Coca-Cola made Mr. Pibb, when it first came out, it was called like Peppo or something. And so then they changed, so they were sued, Dr. Pepper sued them, they changed it to Dr. Pibb, they got sued again, so it changed it to Mr. Pibb.
You know what I love? our boss Steve Moore has been encouraging us, always remember, you get new listeners every day, they know nothing about you. Whoever just tuned in thinks that we do a soda show.
Yes.
They'll be fans for life now. So
yeah.
This thing is outside Dallas. It's kind of southwest of Dallas.
All right, cool. Let's take a break because I'm excited to play. And,
these are some good-looking categories.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Tony has done a good job.
Ooh.
So Taliban, come on in here. Tony, take your place in the booth, and we'll get going. Welcome back, DGS. Happy Friday, 525. Okay, Pyramid. Tony made up the categories. Taliban is playing. So we decided that you get to pick your partner.
Hmm. All right. Well,
I'm not going to be offended.
A lot of ways you could go.
Yeah, me either. Pick whoever you want to pick.
All right. I kind of want to try it. Tim, yeah, Tim takes this so seriously. I kind of want to try it.
Okay, I call Dave.
All right, you got poo.
Oh. It was between Tim.
Ryan and Sue. Oh. The lovers.
Booger and poo sitting in a tree.
Dude, I am not okay with this.
I have a question. How come he gets to get out of booger, but I don't get to get out of Taliban?
I mean, you're listening to the room? I'm not getting out of booger.
Yeah.
They keep calling me it. But I did. I woke up middle of the night the other night, and I thought, I've got the perfect name for Dave if he keeps calling me booger.
What is it?
Let's have it. You keep threatening this. Let's have it.
Well...
Oh man, this can't could be, go really bad.
It can't be too. It can't be too mean because I don't want you going home and having anxiety.
I can do worse than booger.
I know.
You don't want to bully Dave too.
I don't want to hurt his feelings. No. But then I don't want it to just be funny, like, hey, Dr. Haunch Cream or something.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yeah,
kind of like Dr. Haunch Cream.
Just don't in general. Go ahead and forget you ever said this about having a nickname.
All right, I'll just let it go then.
Yeah, I would.
I will say about Taliban, for the longest time, I'm like, I can't believe they call him Taliban. What a horrible nickname. This will not stand. And then like 2 weeks into me being on the show, I'm like, Taliban, get in here. It's just fun. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's just a good one.
It is it's a great nickname.
Is it better or worse than Pooh Thomas?
Better.
Yeah. It's better, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Pooh Thomas is great.
You guys want to switch off now and then?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be Pooh.
She can be Taliban.
Taliban with traffic.
I'm Taliban Thomas.
All right, well, let's get started. Pooh's not here. Oh, there she is.
Here
hey, Pooh.
She comes.
I'm calling her Pooh. Are you still calling me Pooh?
Oh, yeah. And I have worse news. Your partner's booger.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Taliban, you and Tim go first.
Okay.
Okay, since it's all about you today. Tony, can you hear us?
Special day. Uh-oh.
Check. Yep, there we go. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Okay, so, Rach, for all the people listening right now who are sad that this is not a show about Sony, explain Pyramid.
So we're playing Pyramid, and basically what happens is the teams will pick a category. They will then be given the subcategory where you find out, you know, what the general topic is. We will be able to hear the clue. The receiving partner will not be able to hear the clue. So you'll hear if the category is hockey and it's puck, we will all hear puck, but the receiving partner will not hear it. That's probably a bad way to describe it.
Nope, it's all good.
No, it's all okay. Perfect.
Do you want me to read the categories?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he for real or is this an act? Come on down. Tim Convey wishes he was one. Dave Glover wishes he was one. Mm. Fantastic. Mm. Rachel should know this. I'll do this one better. Who has all the followers, friends, and likes? And does my hot sauce make you like me?
These are good.
I have an idea.
Yeah, I think I do too.
I'm excited.
Me too.
All right, pick.
Can I confirm the teams?
Yes.
It's Andrew and Tim, Sue and Ryan, and Dave and Rachel, correct?
Yep.
Correct.
Okay. All right, good.
Okay, take it away, boys.
All right, which one do you want, buddy?
Let's dive right into Tim Convey wishes he was one.
All right,
I'm interested.
I would like he was one.
You want me to give? All right, cool. I
headphones
can do that.
Down.
Everyone, turn down.
Okay. And Ryan, you're doing the timer the same.
Okay, so I give the subcategory, and then I'll say go, and you start the timer. How's
sure.
this going to work?
Okay. Sure.
All right. Are we ready for the subcategory?
I'm ready.
All right, so this is category 3. Tim Convey wishes he was one. These are famous comedians.
Famous comedians.
Okay.
What are you thinking? Okay.
Ready? All right. Jerry Seinfeld.
He had a show about nothing.
Dave Chappelle. Jerry Seinfeld.
Chris Rock.
The dad gets the big piece of chicken.
Whoa.
Boy, pass.
Robin Williams.
He died. Genie, Aladdin.
Robin Williams.
Tina Fey.
30 Rock, SNL, Weekend Update.
Tina Fey.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Can't get no respect.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Bill Cosby. Yeah, yeah. Time is up.
Yep, time is up. Wow, it's a little harder than you thought, isn't it?
No, not at all. What would you have said for Chris Rock?
Oh, that was Chris Rock. Yeah.
So the ones you didn't get was Chris Rock.
I like that you just started doing his bit.
You couldn't have said. I don't understand that I should have known that bit, but you couldn't have said 100 other. Like
the only bit I could remember is that one.
Oh man. Well, SNL.
Was he on SNL?
CB4.
He was in Madagascar.
10 of his movies.
Yeah.
Donkey.
That's Eddie Murphy.
No, that is Eddie Murphy. You're right. Is
wow,
it bad?
What
to
a
say?
Racist piece of crap.
Is it bad? I was just going to say, can you say black guy? I mean, right?
I decided you're trying not to. Get to. Him to I decided not to. What?
You can say that.
I was trying to get torn apart by the room.
Oh, so man. You got Jerry Seinfeld, Robin Williams, Tina Fey, and Roddy Dangerfield. You didn't get Chris Rock, and we didn't get to Bill Cosby, which was the last one.
Tim, will you
but
take
I'd love
that
to hear you
board?
Try to do that one, though.
Pudding Pops.
Thank you, Preach.
You guys want to go?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
All right, what do you want there, Ryan?
I think we should do Come On Down because I think it's going to be just game shows or something like that.
Okay.
So I'll receive.
Okay.
If that's all right.
All right.
This is Team Pooger.
Oh, you're the worst.
Oh, I like that.
I didn't hear that because Team I don't have my headphones on.
And I'm not talking to you. Okay.
Are we ready? Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, the category two, Come On Down. The subcategory is TV game shows.
TV game shows, Ryan. Yep.
Ha-ha. All right.
Okay. Tell him to go whenever he's ready.
Okay, go whenever you're ready, he says.
Jeopardy.
Alex Trebek.
Jeopardy.
Wheel of Fortune.
Spin the...
Wheel of Fortune.
Family Feud.
Two sides, and they all argue Richard Dawson used to kiss people.
Oh, Family Feud.
Match Game.
Gene Rayburn long thing. Alex does it now.
Yeah.
Pass.
Yep.
The Dating Game.
Two people you put together and send them
match
out.
Match game?
On a...
Love Connection?
Uh-huh. It's older than that.
Dating Game?
Good job.
I'll That's give good. You Dating Game.
Yeah.
He got it in time.
Thank close. You, Wiggins. That was a nice Which work with some
I'm not was, giving you Match Game because yours. You didn't get it during
you
the
pick.
Right time.
All right. So Dave and I are going to go with Dave Glover Wishes He Was
You guys
one.
Also didn't get Hollywood Squares. We didn't get that far.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Do you want to give right to receive? You're really good at... Let me give.
Okay.
Which
category? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Dave wants one. Wants to be one.
Dave Glover wishes he was one.
He wants to be
Dave one. Wants one.
Dave's got to have it.
Things Kay. Dave receives.
Are you guys ready for the subcategory?
Yes, please.
All right. This category four, Dave Glover wishes he was one. Subcategory, famous drummers.
Famous drummers.
And?
Are you
yeah,
serious?
We got screwed on this one.
Okay, yeah.
Go.
Ringo Starr.
The Beatles.
Ringo Starr.
Neil Peart.
Rush.
Neil Peart.
Buddy Rich.
Old guy, the original guy, jazz, everyone wanted to be him.
I don't
Pass.
Know.
Dave Grohl.
Foo Fighters.
Taylor Hawkins.
The original.
Dave Grohl.
Phil Collins.
Genesis. Became the singer.
Phil Collins.
Sheila E.
Ooh, Prince. She's female. She had her own band. Very beautiful. Tall.
I don't
Pass.
Know.
Buddy Rich.
Yeah. We Sorry. Didn't get Buddy Rich was the jazz guy, and then Sheila E. was
You
Princess
did
Princess.
Remarkably Good, well yeah, on no, that, Rachel. Rachel also, much better than I would have done.
Also, that was a fantastic category. It had some tricky ones. It had some easy ones. That was a great category.
That's the way wow. to do it.
How about that, Tony?
I did my best, Dave.
Thank you.
No, Tony got great. His game face on back there. I like it.
Yeah, everybody got 4 out of 6 in
all
that
right.
first round.
We're all even.
Yeah, it's all
I like
tied
it.
Up.
Wow.
All right, let's go one more.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
That's you.
Andrew and Tim.
This okay, is the so part what, where you pay
you
attention.
What do you think, man?
Tim
what
and Tally.
Now, the first one, this is very egotistical of me, and I'll look like a fool if it's not it. But the first one's probably me.
I had the same thought.
So yeah. should we do... Do you know enough about me? Be honest.
I think it's things that you've claimed to have never done.
Yeah.
It's risky. Okay.
He instantly said no, so probably not. So maybe do you want like just something simpler, like 8, 9 could be like politicians who
you know
are
what? Yeah,
unlikable.
I think you're... I like, I'll do this one better because okay. I think it's probably a simple category we've done in the past okay. and he thinks he can beat you at it.
All right. 7 it is?
Number 7, please, Tony.
Tim, you're exactly right about the inspiration behind this category. Is it subcategory?
Yes, please.
All right. The subcategory is famous duos, which is something we did last week.
Ooh, okay. Famous duos, Andrew. Famous duos.
I should have known. Here we go.
All right. Go ahead. Batman and Robin.
The superheroes.
Oh, Batman and Robin.
Tom and Jerry.
The cat and the mouse.
Tom and Jerry.
Bonnie and Clyde.
The bank robbers. Warren Beatty played them.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
No. The one male love interest.
Oh. Bonnie and Clyde.
Next.
Adam and Eve. He got it.
The first people. The first man and the Adam first and woman.
Bert and Ernie.
Sesame Street. They live together. Dudes.
Bert and Ernie.
Abbott and Costello.
Comedians. The fat one and the tall skinny one.
Abbott and Costello?
He got it.
Nice work. That was nice.
Good job. All six.
Good job, Tony.
Man, good category, too. Even though it was stolen. Good category.
I'll do this one better. I should have even guessed that it was duos, because that one particularly stuck with Tony.
Yeah, that one said.
What do you think, Ryan?
Cutting my craw.
It seems obvious that we have to do...
Fantastic. All right, but it's... okay.
Number five is just fantastic. So I have no idea what the... Hopefully it's something related to Sue.
I don't know.
But all it's right. probably not. Things that are fantastic.
Ready? The subcategory is things Sue Thomas loves to say.
Things Sue Thomas loves to say.
Wow. Oh, no.
You know boner's on there.
So, I'm ready when you are.
Is poo too new? It probably is. Okay.
I do not love to say poo.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm going to need that sound.
Traffic.
Things that what you report on.
Traffic.
Chico stick.
I'm eating a...
Chico stick.
Tarzan.
You love the baby version of...
Tarzan.
Oh, come on.
Jam.
I like the adult.
You're in quite a traffic...
Jam.
Ways.
97.1.
You just mouthed
no,
it.
No, I did. I'm out there. Yeah, I cheated.
I saw it.
I didn't even get it.
Next one. Depressed section.
Where the road goes...
A
down.
Depressed section.
That is correct.
Yay!
You do not get ways. You do not get
How
ways.
How can you celebrate when you tried to cheat?
That was
you
blatant.
What were you saying?
Well, I was trying to say it without saying it, and I started mouthing Wazer.
Oh!
97.1 Wazer.
Like, yeah, I did not. Yeah, I would not.
That's totally fine.
Yeah. Banana.
I didn't make any noise.
Oh my gosh, that right, was Rich. Hilarious.
Okay. I just learned what a depressed section is. I didn't know
I'm
that.
Good with 6, 9, or 1.
Let's go 1.
All right, let's do number one. Is he for real or is this an act?
Category one, is he for real or this an act? The subcategory is things related to Andrew.
Things related to the young man, Andrew.
Okay.
Banana.
He always looks for the largest.
Banana?
Gigi.
The kitty's name.
Sweetie P.
What's the first name?
Gigi.
Mm-hmm. Fruit Bowl.
Why would you ever own one of these?
Fruit Bowl.
Pyramid.
This is the game that he does for us every week.
Pyramid.
Gate.
He lives outside of this
gated
community.
Good enough. Taliban.
What's his nickname?
Taliban.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
You still have like 10 seconds.
You're done.
That's
done. Unbelievable.
That was way too easy.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony.
I'm flattered you guys knew all that.
We talk about it all the time.
All right.
My favorite one was
just... Rach and I actually prepared for this at lunch today.
What do you think he's going to say about Andrew?
With just one round to go, Andrew and Tim have 10, Dave and Rachel have 10, and Sue and Booger have 9. It is anybody's ball game.
We're doing the Who today, so I picked the most obscure Who song I could find.
Yeah. Everyone's favorite.
Yeah,
you sure did. Okay, so we're playing Pyramid, and I just got to tell you, Andrew and Tim could not be more adorable because, first, Andrew is drunk on seltzer of some kind, and then Andrew is like the weird kid from PE, gets put on a team with the captain of the football team, and like the whole break, he's like, so Tim, I don't know, what do you think you had a great six? And Tim's like, I don't know, dude, just pick what you want, man. I'm just scoping out some chicks. And he's like, yeah, me too. But really, what do you think category six? Like, what's our stratagems? It was so adorable.
Aww.
So cute.
Come on, guys. Tim's not that weird.
It's tense, right?
It's super tense. I don't like it.
chattering so much.
I know.
On the
I
break.
Felt that's because I felt like someone. I'm like chugging this water and like talking to you guys, and like I'm just so uncomfortable right now. Everybody, because no one wants to talk. Everybody wants to just talk to their partner.
Yeah, because this is a war, man.
Yeah.
And in like quiet whispers, and I'm like, we're all friends, right? And you're all like, shut up.
Not during Pyramid.
Not right. during Pyramid.
It
we're
dictates
not.
My weekend. You know, if I'm happy or.
Okay, no pressure, but this is your last chance.
Oh.
You're tied with me in rage, so pick a category and go.
6 or 8, pick one.
No.
I need you. Oh! 8.
Category 8. Mm hmm. Category 8, who has all the followers, friends, and likes? Subcategory is social media platforms.
Social media platforms.
Say it again.
Social media platforms.
Okay.
Right. Facebook.
Blue icon.
Facebook.
Instagram.
Purple icon. Do you take photos?
Instagram.
Twitter.
Bluebird.
Twitter.
YouTube.
Red with a white arrow post videos.
YouTube.
MySpace.
It's old. Justin Timberlake played the guy in
MySpace.
The movie.
MySpace.
Tinder.
Dating app. Swipe.
Tinder.
That is correct.
All right.
Got it. Oh, that was nice.
And Justin Timberlake did not play that guy in that movie.
Does that officially mean we can't win?
It does.
Okay, great. Let's have some fun here.
He played the guy from Napster.
Yeah, he was the Napster guy.
And it also means we can only tie.
Only tie. Yeah. That is correct.
So should we
just
blow
mess
it out
them up
by taking the Rachel that should know this?
Ooh.
Do it.
Then you're handing it to us.
I don't think we
do it.
I don't think we should.
I don't know what Dave wants to be. Did not do us any favors.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, yeah. I'm comfortable with either category. So what do you think?
Let's do number 9.
All right.
Just because I want to see what. There's only 2 left. Rachel should know this, or does my hot sauce make you like me? And Rachel should know this would be a fun category to see if they actually get.
Okay, good call. Since we're out anyway. Yeah. All right.
This guy's putting the show first is what he's doing.
That's what he's doing. Right.
Putting the show first. Yeah.
So you're going category number 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
going
to go number 9.
Does my hot sauce make you like me?
I give this time, right? No? No. It's you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, because he mouthed it on the last one.
I just gave it to you, so I'm headphones off.
He's yeah, I can't
see one of you is giving it to the other.
You guys are going to have to watch Sue and see if she cheats like Ryan, because I can't see her.
We're on
it. I'm watching her. I don't know, cheat like...
Hey, I'm just saying, your team has got this reputation.
Who Thomas just said...
I've got eyes on
who's
her.
Who's giving it to who? And he said, I'm giving it to you, because I tried mouthing it a while ago.
Yeah.
Gene Rayburn's that was got a statement.
Gene Rayburn's got a long one.
He's got a long, skinny
microphone.
What's the subcategory here?
Subcategory,
what is happening?
Is current presidential candidates.
Tony,
does my hot sauce make you like me? Subcategory, current presidential candidates.
Yeah, I'm not going to know any of these.
I haven't heard
so
what it is
yet. So it's the current presidential candidates.
Okay. Okay.
Ready good, when you are. Joe Biden.
The old dude.
Joe Biden.
Bernie Sanders.
The other old dude, although he was crazy.
Bernie?
Yep.
Kamala
last name.
Bernie Sanders.
He's good enough. Kamala Harris.
Kind of crazy chick.
Marianne Williamson?
No, another one. She's in the news quite a bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Just throw one out there. You hear a lot.
Senator from California.
Senator from California.
Tony's giving
Kamala Harris.
Now.
Elizabeth Warren.
The old chick in the...
Mm. That was bad.
I could have listened to that all day.
Wow. Yeah, that could have gone on for 10 minutes.
My favorite part was when she goes, just start throwing them out there.
That was not the team for that category.
Man, the best part of every pyramid game is when someone just decides it's done. Like every week, somebody does. Even,
it's usually Ryan.
It's usually Ryan.
Whether it's quiet or dramatic, someone gives up and you can see it.
Well, we have no chance of winning, so.
What happens if we tie?
So I don't know. A perfect score would have been 18 in this game. You guys got 16, and right now Dave and Rachel have 10, so they can only get to 16.
All right.
Okay.
Sue and Boog are done in the clubhouse at 12.
Yeah.
All right. So this is category 6. Rachel should know this. We ready for the subcategory?
Yeah.
All right. Subcategory is things related to cats.
Things related to cats.
Okay.
Kitten.
When it's little, it's a...
Kitten.
Litter box.
It's where they go poop.
Litter box.
My gosh.
Yarn.
It's what they like to play with. You make sweaters out of it.
String. Yarn.
Scratch.
This is what they do on things.
Scratch on posts.
Mouse.
They will chase them down. Mickey was one.
A mouse.
Biting.
What she does to you at night and you don't like it.
She bites me.
Yes.
Yes. That's it.
Man,
okay. Can I just say we should have done what my plan was?
We should have done that category.
And
then we would have messed them up.
Nicely done.
By the way, if anyone knows why your cat would only bite at night, tweet at me and tell me because it bothers me.
I think it's because isn't that when you feed her?
She's misbehaving. No, this is like 4 hours after I feed her.
Hmm.
Is that the first tie?
I think
it's not the first tie, but there's only been a couple. There's only been like one or two before this.
This is the danger of only doing 9 categories because there's less chance to...
You're right.
In the future, Andrew has to come up with a new tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Emergency tiebreaker category. I like
there you
that.
Go. Or something. That's a good idea.
We have to come up with a way to break ties.
We could do just like, good.
But for now, I guess we're all winners except for you
except
two.
Except for
Sue. Yeah. All but you guys.
I like us all being
Everyone
winners.
Should except go home feeling and... good. But Poo and Booger.
We had a good time, didn't we, Booger?
Just start throwing them out.
It didn't seem like
at least you got those cool
just
nicknames
start
out of
them. Throwing them out.
It seemed like you had a terrible time.
Joe Biden, not former vice president, just the old dude.
Yeah,
and he got it right away.
He got it though.
Right old dude. This one's crazy.
Other first, Tony was given clues.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he knew there was no.
Yeah,
you know,
it was, there was no
there
chance.
Was no chance.
Let this be on the record. I think he did a great job.
Yeah, wow.
I thought that was really good. I was worried, frankly, that he might go like sarcastic with it and like, you know, over the top as far as like difficult, you know, things to prove a point or whatever. But no, I thought he did a great job.
So I'll do it next week and I'll come up with a tiebreaker just in case.
Good idea.
Yeah. Good, good.
Here's another weird thing, though. Sue and I don't think he did a very good job.
Yeah, I really thought it was, you know.
But they lost, though, so.
Crazy old man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.